grandfather talked about them a lot, you know, when they first came to this country.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you ready?
Yeah.
Most of our people came out of Mississippi, mm-hmm. you know, close. Didn't migrate very far unless you, like those Canadians, they came in by rail, so I understand. Brought horses and they had really big old feet that big. But they never could adapt to this country.
How long did that stay here?
2 years or three at the most.
Mm-hmm.
And they just left and went back. I guess they went back to Canada. I don't know what they did.
Did they do anything else different besides the way they built the barn?
Preparation of food and milk. They made a lot of cheese that we didn't make, you know. I can't remember it too well, but they made some real good cheese.
Mm-hmm.
They baked a lot of the bread, more instead of biscuits and cornbread, as we
mm-hmm.
call it then. They baked light bread, all kinds of pastries. And,
did you ever see them, if you didn't put hay up in the barn, did you ever see special ways of leaving it outside?
Haystacks, yeah. I slid down on them many times. They call them hay shocks or hay stacks.
How could, did you ever see, you hear that? He picked up a radio. Does that sometimes. Did you ever see a covered haystack that's got maybe four poles and a sliding roof on it?
No, they have, I've seen them with those poles in the center.
Mm-hmm.
But they use, but in this country, when they did that, it was just native grasses like Johnson grass, Bermuda grass.
Mm-hmm.
If it was Bermuda grass, they'd save the longest hay, which really wasn't too palatable to eat to start
mm-hmm.
with, you know. And they'd put it over the top and consider, well, we're going to lose that anyway due
mm-hmm.
to weather damage, and the water would shed off of it.
What would you call a long time ago when they'd cut the hay? They'd take it out in the field and then rake it up in a little pile?
Windrowing.
Okay. Were the windrows, how big was the windrow?
It just depended on, it had the dump rate, 1 mule, and then they really got uptown and put 2 mules to it. They would, I'd say, I ran them, they'd go, they went with, depending on the thickness of the hay on the ground, how far you'd have to go with that before you dumped it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a thing they called a bull rake that went down the windrow, and, or either somebody developed that, I don't remember just when, but before that you just load the hay on the wagon with a pitchfork and haul it and put it in this stack. But after they got those bull rakes with 2 mules, had long prongs in front, and
like a forklift sort of?
Kind of like a forklift, except they'd be about 8 inches apart,
mm-hmm.
maybe 10 or 12 of those. Little sides and little end here. And these 2 mules or oxen, whatever you use to pull it, all I ever saw was mules or horses. They'd push that hay together, and then you start hauling. And then they came up with the old first hay press I ever saw had 1 mule pulling the thing,
mm-hmm.
and press a bale. You take this bull rake, as we call it, and shove the hay up to that, and then you take forks and put it over the man's foot up and jug it down, and every so often you put a block in there, and you, my job was to keep the mule going around.
Mm-hmm. Every so often you put a block in there?
A block of wood so they could slide these wires, ties, two of them, about 12 inches apart, and then one man on each side, he'd shove the ends through. The man on the other side pull them all around, push them back through this block, and the bale would be approximately 3 foot long,
mm-hmm.
16 by 18. It varied in the size.
When you had 2 mules hitched together, you'd call that a?
Either a team or a pair.
Which would you say?
I always called them a pair of mules.